Well, tonight we're going to pray. This is a very interesting time for us as a church, as a community, as a people in this world. Tonight, our focus, I'm going to start from the Word, but our focus is going to be based on certain things that the Lord has been showing to me, also in preparation for the meetings that we're going to have next. Our next set of meetings are on the 21st through the 23rd. And shortly after that, we'll have another set of meetings. Those meetings are meetings that we normally have every year around the Good Friday to Resurrection Sunday, which will be the first week of April. These next meetings were set apart by the Lord for a very specific purpose. And I thank God for the step-by-step movement that is leading us on. You may be seated for a moment. But I'm convinced that God wants us to have a real breakthrough. We've been pushing and pushing the line. But there's a point where the Bible says the violent take it by force. Not everything falls into your lap. There is a place where you have to determine whether you're going to get it or not. And I believe the Lord has brought us to that place by His Spirit. He really wants us to get it. In the Gospel of Matthew, the Word of God tells us about the experience of how the Lord called Matthew. He states that to us. And He begins to unfold to us certain things about the kingdom. He says, for example, in verse 14, and it sounds a little bit contradictory, but watch this. It says, then came to him, verse 14, then came to him the disciples of John, saying, why do we and the Pharisees fast off, but the disciples fast not? And Jesus said unto them, can the children of the bride chamber mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come when the bridegroom shall be taken from them, and then shall they fast. And the hint in that statement is this: as long as you have the bridegroom with you, you don't need to fast. He's there with you. But it goes on to the next verse and says, no man putteth a piece of new cloth onto an old garment. For that which is put in to fill it up, take it from the garment, and the rent is made worse. So if you want something new, you cannot be mixing it with the old. There's got to be some change. And the purpose of fasting is for change. Not to change God, but to change me. And so he goes on and says, neither do men put new wine into old wine, into old bottles, else the bottles break and the wine runneth out and the bottles perish, but they put new wine into new bottles. And our focus tonight has to be about that change. If we want the new wine of God, then we need to become new bottles. New bottles because we are restored. The old is removed and there is the preservation of the new that takes place. Now, the passage goes on. And in verse 20, it says, behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. She touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. And the word there is the word haptomai. And haptomai means that she fastened. It was not like, but in a real sense, it was like a grab. But interestingly enough, that grab was a touch. Because that grab was not just a physical thing, it was a spiritual connection. He says, but Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, daughter, be of good comfort, thy faith hath made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour. So there's a change that can happen in the same hour because we have to my hold, we fasten, we grab and don't let go. Interesting. Tonight we're going to do the same. Now, in verse 27, and this is a chapter that we need to read because there's so much information in Matthew 9. It says, and when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him. They followed him. Akuloteo. And the idea is to dog somebody, to just watch, focus, and goes right, you go right. You're following him, you want something. Two blind men followed him, crying and saying, thou son of David, have mercy on us. Now, notice this. The Bible says there were two blind men. How does a blind man follow you? In a sense, they had trained their senses so well that their hearing was so perfectly in tune. And what are they listening for? They are listening to Jesus. What he's saying. The Bible doesn't tell us what he's saying, but they are locked in. And tonight, that's what we need to do. We need to lock in. God needs to help us just grab a hold of him tonight and not let go. We cannot miss our visitation. They cried, have mercy on us. And they followed him. They're crying. and the Lord is not listening. Because the Bible tells us, and when he was come into the house, the blind man came to him. Talking about invasion. You're going to listen to me today. Oh no, you're not going to get away without having mercy on me. You're going to have mercy on me today. I need mercy. And when he was coming to the house, the blind man came to him, and Jesus says unto them, believe ye that I'm able to do this? I'm able to have mercy on you? Because that's what they were crying, wasn't it? Crying and saying, thou son of David, have mercy on us. They didn't say anything about having sight. They just say, have mercy on us. So the Lord says, you think I can do this? I can have mercy on you? Believe ye that I am able to do this? They said unto him, yeah, Lord, I believe. I know you've not been paying attention. We've been walking and following you for I don't know how long. Maybe it was a mile, maybe it's a kilometer, 3 kilometers, 4 kilometers, whatever amount of distance it was. The Bible doesn't tell us, but just the fact that they were dogging him. And tonight we need to do the same thing. We need to just dog the Lord. God, you're going to have mercy. You're going to do something for me. I don't know how I got here, but something's going to happen tonight. Then touch he their eyes, saying, according to your faith, be it unto you. According to your faith, be it unto you. According to your faith, be it unto you. The faith that I've given to you, where are you going to apply it? And in their thinking, mercy was me having sight. Notice, nothing, the Bible just says there were two blind men following him. Doesn't say anything other than the blind men were saying, thou son of David, have mercy. 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 And they hear him going to a house and they come inside the house. Now Jesus says, okay, what do you want? Do you really believe that I can do this for you? Yes, we know you can. Touches their eyes. He says, according to your faith, be it unto you. And their eyes were opened. And Jesus strictly charged them, saying, see that no man know it. Now we know why he didn't want to do it. Because people are thronging him. Remember, he was a man. Everybody wanted a piece of him. If he did it out there, then there's going to be more people, because a woman with the issue of blood just got healed and all kinds of things have been happening and happening and happening. If I do another miracle, oh, it's just going to get crazier than... But you know what? God is never too tired to help us. If you really want something from God, you can get it. And the bottom line to it is this, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Watch this. Watch this. They were crying, Lord, have what? Mercy. He asked them, do you believe I can do this? Yeah? And what did the Lord do? The Lord decided where it was that they needed the greatest help. He touched their eyes. He touched their eyes. And watch this. He said, according to your faith, be it unto you. In other words, now that I touched your eyes, use the faith, your belief, to connect with what I just did so you can get the result you need. Now, the next thing I'm going to talk about right now is important. As I said, the prayer focus is going to be on certain things the Lord has been showing to me. I'll tell you a story from a dream. In this dream, there's this gentleman. He went to a restaurant, placed an order, a takeout order. And he wanted to pay. He had lots of money, big, fat, like this. Lots of money, cash. He brings it out, but most of that cash was American dollars, which is in Canada. He could have paid with the American dollars. But he said, no, I'm going to use my debit card. And he had a mind on which debit card he wanted to use. So he starts looking for the debit card. Please listen to this. This is important. He's looking for the debit card. Somebody else comes, places their order, left, and he's still looking for this particular debit card. And he has lots of cards. In fact, it was almost like a file of cards. People come buy their stuff and they go, and he's still looking for his card. And so finally, he decides, you know what? Let me just pay cash. And he goes through this waddle of cash that he has. And lo and behold, he found a red. Two reds. You know what that is? It's $50. In the midst of these $100 bills that he had. And he brings it and he's paying this lady, and the lady says, oh, this is old. I think this is an old $50 note. He said, I don't know. But whether if that's an old one, I have another one here. They cannot be both old. So anyway, they go and they get the change, and the dream cleans up. I woke up and said, what was that all about? What it was all about was about the wastage of time. Wasting time. Time is so important. He could have just paid with the American dollar. How much are you going to lose? It is also about a poverty mentality. Well, I'm going to lose what? By the time they do the exchange, blah, 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 and so on and so forth. If your time is important, you grab what you need and you leave. But he wasted so much time looking for a particular card. He had all kinds of cards in there. I want it from this particular account. Excuse me, just pay and go. That's a kind of blindness that pays, that costs too much. Tonight, we're going to pray. God, my time has to be redeemed. One of the things the Lord showed to me about this conference coming up is the subtitles of pushing back the darkness and redeeming the times. What time have I lost? What time have you lost? Because your focus was on something else and you were blind to something else. Blindness is relative. He had no sense of what was important. So we're going to cry out to God for the redemption of time. And then I will tell you another dream, and then we'll pray about that. So first thing we're going to do right now is cry out to God and say, God, my time has to be redeemed. The lost times that I have, mistakes I've made, decisions I've made that have cost me the effective use of time. God, I need restoration. I need restoration. Help me capture back lost time by giving to me supernatural speed. So whatever it is, whatever lost time I have experienced, I gain it back. And I'm back in front. Rather than having people come and get stuff and leave and come and get stuff and leave, come, get stuff, and leave, and I'm still there. I got there first. And what shame. You know, the guy who was first dealing with him stopped dealing with him. Now some other person is dealing with him because they're fed up. Because when you waste your time, you waste every other person's time. Rise. And let's pray. Ebre seke telebro shikala dabako, matiki topo shika hikatuba. Lord God Almighty, oh mighty God, mighty God, mighty God, mighty God. My time, the time of your people, must be redeemed. Father, in the name of Jesus, have mercy, O God. 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 Have mercy, Father. Have mercy, Father. Have mercy, mighty God. Have mercy, have mercy. Have mercy, have mercy. Have mercy, Father. Have mercy. O Most High God, have mercy. Let our times be redeemed. Our days be redeemed. Lord of God, any waste that we have allowed, Father, in the name of Jesus, forgive us. And by the workings of your mercy, may we receive supernatural speed. Lord of God, we exercise our faith even now and believe Lord, oh God, that we are where we are supposed to be because your supersonic speed has mobilized us even through grace to be where we ought to be as families, as individuals, as a church. That we are where we ought to be because your grace is sufficient. Amen and amen. You may be seated. This next dream is very interesting. God speaks to us as his people through his word. He speaks to us through dreams, through visions. He speaks to us through people. He speaks to us through life experiences. There's so many ways that God speaks to us. But definitely one of them is through dreams. When you have a dream, it is for you to have an understanding of what you're dreaming about and why you're dreaming about that, so that you can effectively accomplish what God wants. The dream is not there necessarily to be fulfilled as it is, but because sometimes it is what the enemy is planning and you are being forewarned about it so you can correct it. Sometimes it is the status quo, what is happening with you in a very subconscious level. Sometimes it is what is happening with you in a very conscious level. Notice I said subconscious, and then I said conscious. So your dream sometimes is what's happening with you right now. Your dream is sometimes what is happening behind the scenes that is causing you to be where you are right now. Are you with me? Sometimes your dreams is exposing something in your roots that you need to deal with. But all of these dreams that I'm going to share with you today have something to do with time. And I believe that one of the things that God wants us to accomplish during this next conference is about pushing back this darkness and redeeming the time. Wasted time. So I saw in this dream a big turtle. I was somewhere in the islands. I've forgotten which island it was in the Caribbean. And I saw these big turtles. It is about that high and that big. As I saw this turtle, I saw a man. A man was on top of the turtle. I could see the man. And the turtle's going at the pace of a turtle. So I attacked this turtle, and the turtle fell to its side. So it's resting on its side, which means it can do one or two things. It can fall back on its feet or fall on its back. If it falls on its back, that'll be trouble for the turtle. But if it falls on its feet, that means it continues its journey. And the man is on the floor, on the side. The turtle is on its side. And I woke up. A turtle. Slow pace, slow speed. Why is a man on top of a turtle? If a man is resting on a turtle, then, and using the turtle as his mode of transportation, then he is traveling at a turtle speed. Waste of time. When I woke up, started thinking about that, and I thought, many years ago, I was coming down, I was praying, actually I was praying about something, and the Lord spoke to me at that time, says, break the backbone of Turtle Island. Spirit of Turtle Island. I said, well, whatever that is. So I started praying about it. And the Lord said to me, did you know that where your church is called Turtle Island? I said, no, there's no island. This is Winnipeg. This is the prairies. How can we be having Turtle Island in the prairies? And lo and behold, a few days later, I'm driving down Main Street and I see Turtle Island. You just go down Main Street here, two or three blocks. That way you see the words Turtle, 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 Turtle. I said, we got to break the spirit of Turtle Island. It's slowing our speed down. God is not just showing me those things just to show me something. He's showing me something because it has something to do with us. It has something to do with me. It has something to do with you. And that stronghold of the enemy must be forever broken. We're not going to, what the Lord is showing to me is that it's on its side. You've moved it. It's resting on its side. Get it all the way down. You're no longer riding on it, but don't give it the opportunity to continue to operate for anybody else. Do you get a point? Okay. Our prayer focus tonight is that total spirit and any attachment to that total movement spirit be forever destroyed. Praise the Lord. We need supernatural speed. We know the story of the turtle that won the race between the turtle and the hare, because the hare had speed and was relaxed and wasting time, and the turtle at turtle speed finally won the race. We don't need that. There is a space of time that the race has to be completed by. And we are not going to measure our race based on what the total speed is. Because that's why the hare lost the race. He was measuring himself based on the total. I'm not going to measure myself based on what somebody else is doing. My measurement is based on what God's instruction is. And if I'm supposed to win the race in 1 minute, I win it in 1 minute and go on to the next thing to do. And not spend an hour trying to win a race that's supposed to be won in 1 minute and end up losing it because I kept on chilling. Praise the Lord. Now, these are very interesting dreams and a very interesting focus, but time is important. When the Lord instructed for these meetings to take place, I remember two Sundays back, I think it was the last Sunday of our last conference. We'd finished, and all of a sudden, there was this grace to pray. And the Lord said, that the world system was operating at a faster pace than they should, and to back them up. And that's where the pushback, the darkness came from. There are things happening governmentally, politically, that will happen down the line, but somebody's pushing it so fast that they are moving faster than they should. He says, back it up. So that's why we started that. And we will accomplish that. But this second part of redeeming the time is crucial because it covers that also. So this time we're going to pray, God, let that total slow pace spirit that wants to influence my life, influence my capacity and my ability to accomplish the things that you want to happen in my life, let that spirit forever be destroyed. I don't want it to be resting on its side and have the potentiality of coming back. I want it to be destroyed once and for all. I am not going to operate in a total pace. I need supernatural speed to accomplish your will for my life. Make sense? All right, let's pray. Get to it. Lord God Almighty, your word says, O God, that the strong man has to be destroyed, has to be bound so you can spoil his house. And Lord of God, today in the name of Jesus, we are well positioned, O God, in the place that is called Total Island. And Lord, oh God, this principality, this power, this ruler of the darkness of this world that's operating in this area, Father, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Yeshua, Father, oh God, we declare, oh God, judgment on this spirit. We break it, we expose it, we destroy it by the authority of your word. Lord, oh God, in Jesus' name, we break and cut off its ability to move at all. Father, in the name of Jesus, we declare by the authority of your everlasting word, your name, which is above every other name, that the Spirit of God will cease to operate in our area. We declare, God, that supernatural speed be granted. So, Lord God, that we accomplish that which you want us to accomplish speedily. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, oh God, we exercise our faith to destroy this millipede total spirit. We shall move in supernatural graces ordained by you in our families, in our churches, in our ministry, in our businesses. Lord, oh God, everything that happens in our lives will be fueled and powered by the supernatural speed that is established by you. We spring forth in the mighty name of Jesus. And we declare, O God, that your kingdom has come and your will even now done. We receive the miracle of supernatural speed. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. I told you that our focus today is about redeeming time. And based on certain things that the Lord showed to me. Now, this third one is interesting. Interesting in so many ways. So this, Paul, They're going to take a flight. They're flying from one city and they were going to another city in a different continent. The place they were going to go to was London. And they are at this counter. And they bought a ticket and they wanted the ticket upgraded. So they took the points that they had and applied it and they said, you know what, you just missed the amount of points that you need for the upgrade. But you can pay a certain amount of dollars and we'll get you the upgrade. Oh, okay. Great. So the guy goes looking for his money. Oh, where's my wallet? I had lots of money. Where is it? Where is it? So he asked the wife, can you pay for it? I think the amount was $30. $30 will get upgraded from our regular class to business class. She is not cooperating. And so he says, okay, stay here. We have a limited amount of time for the flight to take off. Stay here. I'll go home. Looks like I might have forgotten my wallet at home. So in a sense, in the process of trying to get the upgrade, he found out that something had been left. So there was something good that was coming out of this, you know, because what are they going to do in this other country without any money? So he takes off. He gets a cop. He says, I'm going to get a cop to take me home because with a cop, they're going to have the siren and stuff and the pathway will be cleared and he'll get home. Are you with me so far? So he's using his noodles. So he actually fans down a cop, tells the cop, I have a flight and I need to get to my house to get my stuff and I'll come back right away so that we can get on this flight. The cop says, I'm not supposed to do this, but I'll do this for you. He says, yeah, just get me home. Wait for me. I'll grab the stuff. I think I know where I might have left it. I'll come back. And so he goes home, and sure enough, he's checking his jackets, and he finds his wallet and stuff like that. And he finds his carry-on. He'd forgotten his carry-on. This particular individual happens to be a preacher. And so he finds his carry-on, and he finds his Bible and his whatever, all the things that he needs that he should have needed where he was going. So he had forgotten a lot of stuff. He grabs them, and lo and behold, the wife is there. And his children are there. What are you guys doing here? We gotta go. So they start heading back, and they're dragging, and he's moving fast, but now there's people that are dragging behind. So he just leaves them, he gets to the counter, and when he gets to the counter, he says to the person, I'm back, I can take care of it now. The person says, well, you can't have that seat anymore. Why can't I have it? You surrendered it. What do you mean I surrendered it? Well, you didn't actually pay for it, you know, so I had to give it to somebody else. So now you have to sit way in the back. Can you give us at least 2 aisle seats? I don't know if I can. I can give you an aisle and a middle. Man. He's looking for the wife. Wife finally shows up, says, where are our luggages? Oh, I left it over, I took it over somewhere over there. So now he doesn't know where the wife took the suitcase, and he's all mesmerized by all of this. Am I going to lose my flight because of all these other things that are happening all around? He had the speed now, but he had issues around. This time we're going to thank God for the speed, because the speed was there. But in the redeeming of time, we're going to deal with two key fundamental issues. One, actually three things: disorder, forgetfulness, and disunity. A lack of unity. Disorder, forgetfulness, and disunity. These are three pronged things that will cause you not to have your time redeemed. When there's disorder, time is not redeemed. When there's no unity, time is not redeemed. When there's forgetfulness, time is not redeemed. And those three showed up in this particular dream. When the Lord showed those things to me, these are 3 days consecutively. One day it was one thing, and then the other day another thing, then the next day it was this one. And as I looked at all of them, they all had something to do with time. But this last one showed up and showed to me that the speed was there. The mindset to know what was going to give him speed from where he was to where he was going to get what he needed was there. But now there was disunity. People wasting time. Just wasting time. Not recognizing that we gotta go. We gotta go. Move it, move it, move it. So this prayer is not just for you. As in forgetfulness. This prayer is not just for you as it relates to disorder. But this prayer is also about everyone around you. Because a lack of unity created a problem. And aligning to that particular aspect was the whole aspect of being nonchalant. I don't care. Mindset, attitude that was being displayed, because the man and the woman were not on the same page. She was dragging herself, not focused on the journey at hand. And so, there was a potential to lose the flight. We did not go to the Lord did not show me beyond that particular point, but showed me there was a potential that they could possibly lose the flight, that the gates we're going to be closed. And when those gates get closed, you don't get in. The plane is going. Oh, I remember something else. That's the nonchalant aspect. So this is the fourth thing that we're going to pray in regards to that. Is that a person was saying, well, if we miss this flight, we'll take the next one. Big deal. And the guy says, no, I have a speaking engagement, and I'm supposed to land and go to my engagement to speak at my engagement. If I lose this flight, I lose my speaking engagement. I'll disappoint at the other end. So, it's not about catching a second flight. It's about your time and other people's time is important. Amen? So we attack it systematically. First thing we're going to address is forgetfulness. Because that's where this whole story started on this particular dream. The guy forgot his money, and he had loads of it. And interestingly enough, he had lots of money in that carry-on. He had thousands of dollars in his carry-on. His problem was not money. He had the money. That was not his problem. His problem was that he forgot what he had to have with him. Forgetfulness. So let's pray and break the backbone of being forgetful and tie that with disorder, because it was disorder that caused him to forget what he should not forget. It's like forgetting your passport. The same things you have to have in proper order. Amen? So we're going to pray and declare judgment on the spirit of forgetfulness and disorder, and break that backbone, because it is a conduit through which the enemy can rob us of our time. Pray. Bikate mbre na koso kota. Shilade basandere bokote brataka. Rimbade kete bro shikae. Rata satale rikiti bratumaka. Pande kito bro seketeleba. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, oh God, we destroy the stronghold of forgetfulness, the stronghold of disorderliness. Father, anything, oh God, that will cause our time to be wasted. Father, this day in the name of Jesus, we release, oh God, judgment against such a thing and destroy that stronghold and bring it to naught in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our sovereign Lord. Father, oh God, we declare, oh God, that supernatural speed be established. But Lord, oh God, that Lord, oh God, that forgetfulness and disorder do not rob us of the effective change that has been established already for your glory and for your honor and our benefit. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, that this is done by the authority of your everlasting word. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Next, we're going to pray about two things together. One is the spirit of disunity, because there was no unity between the husband and the wife in this particular dream. You're going in the same direction, but there was no unity. No sense of commitment to each other that was supportive of each other. And secondly, this attitude of being nonchalant and carefree, that, you know, we can do it at another time. If you have to procrastinate, and procrastination is a devilish disease, what you can do now, do it now. Redeem the time. You only have so much time in a day. And what you're supposed to do now that you don't do now, you're going to have to do at another time, which means that what you should do then, you're not doing, because you're doing something else that you should have done before. It's life. If you don't study, so you can pass your exams, and you spend the time playing and fooling around, there's going to come the time when you're going to have to do what you got to do to be able to get to the next dimension. And we cannot afford that. We cannot afford to waste our God-given time. Amen? Word of God says that time can be redeemed. So we thank God for that, for the redemption of time, that we can redeem it. And in doing so, the Word of God says in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 16, it says, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Redeeming the times because the days are evil. In Colossians chapter 4 and verse 5, it says, walk in wisdom toward them that are without, those that don't know God. Redeeming the time. Walk with wisdom with those that don't know God. Redeem the time. If you don't walk wisely with them, you're going to waste a lot of time. So we're going to deal with two things again. Disunity and a nonchalant, I don't care mindset that causes people to live in the world of procrastination. Because if you're a procrastinator, you're not redeeming the time. If you're, whatever will be, you're not going to redeem the time. If you're not walking in unity, you're not going to redeem the time. Does this all make sense? Okay. I really believe that those dreams that the Lord gave to me were parables. God was giving me parables. He's telling me a story. And the stories were weird, especially the turtle one. But it was getting the point across. So let's pray. Let's break that spirit of disunity. It cannot be amongst us as a church, as a family, as a people. The spirit of disunity must be shattered. The spirit of being nonchalant and I don't care, carefree, kind of a mindset that has no sense of purpose, no focus. This is what we're supposed to be doing now. Let's do it. That has to be wiped off. Eradicated. Amen? All right, pray. Ikitande matoso. Hey, derebo koshiala. Padiriale uko niale. Yenebo seriade. Maledo sikiadosha. Riala dabo santo kojinioye. Enemo soyele derebo soya kodiana. Manebo shanerebo sekerio debalaba. Yenerebo so debari. Kodiana rosso si. Shanaba so diaro. Moreba shande. Kiana debo shanebo sori kadi. Moreba sanio. Shiro Kori Badavaka, Shadidi Bora Kosa Tarekaya, Shadidi Yarovo Shimado Sikova, O God, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy on us, Lord, have mercy, O God, have mercy, O Lord, have mercy. Have mercy, Lord, upon the Yanamashaki, Yadidi 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do it, Lord. Kadaba shandaraba sheketeba. Oh, hallelujah. Blessed be the Holy God. Hamba shakataba. Amen. Blessed be the name of the living God. Father, we are thankful. We're thankful, Lord, O God, that you've heard us. You always hear us. And you do for us what we cannot do for ourselves. Thank you, Lord, O God, that our time is redeemed. We have supernatural speed. We are not forgetful. We operate in supernatural order. Our words put everything in proper order. We are focused, driven by our love for you and your purpose. We are thankful, Lord of God, that everything that must be accomplished tonight, Lord, O God, that you've touched those particular areas and we are healed. Even as you touched the blind man and they were healed. So, Lord, O God, may we all receive supernatural healing as individuals, as a people, as a church, a ministry. We receive your healing in our businesses, in our workplaces, in our relationships. Lord, O God, there is nothing around us that drags us. But Lord, O God, that every one of us have the mind of Christ and we are operating fully under the unction and the graces of your presence. Blessed be your holy name, Father, for answered prayers. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God that He has heard us. And the reason I know that He has heard us is because I believe that the prayers that we've prayed tonight were not prayed in the flesh, but prayed by the Spirit of God. Especially during that last prayer, I wanted to start praying. I started singing instead. And as I was singing, I said, "What kind of prayer is this, Lord?" And He said, "Effective prayer." And I kept on, I couldn't speak regular talking. It was just coming out as a song. And I'm saying to the Lord, I said, okay, effective prayer, how? And He reminded me. And I want to read you something. In Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 16, it says, "Redeeming the time, because the days are evil." 17 says, "Wherefore be ye not unwise." That's what Colossians tells us, be wise. "But understanding what the will of the Lord is." Don't be unwise. Understand what the will of the Lord is. That's beautiful. And then it says, "And be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit." And watch this. "Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord." And that was what was happening. Singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. What are you accomplishing? "Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." Praise the Lord. Amen. So I encourage you to read that particular chapter in the book of Ephesians. When you get home, read Ephesians 5 and read Matthew 9. Read those two main passages that we looked at tonight, and let the Lord speak to you, and just continue to push on this with thanksgiving. Begin to thank God that your times have been redeemed, that the times that you and I have wasted for whatever reason, that we regained that time. And that we are exactly where we are supposed to be in God's economy, because we're caught up. And you know what? When you're running at a fast pace, speed, you don't just stop. When you get to the place where you're supposed to be, you outrun it. That's why you never see somebody cut the tape. You know, the 100-meter dash or any race, and then the next step, you just stop. No. You do that, you somersault. You keep on running. Amen? Hallelujah. So God gives us supernatural speed, and we outdo ourselves. We get ahead. And God is ready for us at that extra yardage or meter that you cover because you're coming at a fast pace. Amen? We will overshoot what that particular point is, and that's what breakthrough is. Amen? Hallelujah. Well, let us honor God with our givings tonight. Honor God with thanksgiving. And may His grace sufficient establish you in every area of your life. And remember, our focus tonight was about the redemption of time and pushing back the darkness. The blind men only saw darkness. But when he touched them, darkness was no longer what they saw. They saw with their eyes. They were no limited to their eyelids. Now they saw beyond their eyelids. Amen? It was no longer imagination, because the blind man imagines things. Now it was reality. Amen? So let God help us move past the dream world of imagination to the reality of what we can feel and touch in the realm of the Spirit. Praise God. God bless you. Come, honor God with your giving. And I will say blessings to those on YouTube and Facebook Live and other platforms. And at this time, I'm going to just say hello to those online on Zoom. Good night. Love you. Bye-bye.